lost, avoiding the 51 sideways in front of you. What did you see, and how did you avoid serious damage there?
Yeah, I don't really know. That was everybody asked if my butt puckered last week at Vegas, and that was 10 times worse. So, I jerked the wheel. I don't know if, because I had the driver's eye camera. I don't know if they showed it or not, but I jerked the wheel as hard as I could to the left and basically just prayed. So, almost pretty big.
And then the last lap, two cautions that could have ended the race. One of them did. What were you told about what was happening, and then you trying to just defend and keep the lead too?
To be honest with you, I don't really remember. I knew the 99 was trying to look top of three, which was expected. And then I saw him after the race. He said he got loose. So that's really all I heard from there. I was just focused on my job and focused on the two more than anything to get by him. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Additional questions? Okay, we're going to go to Chris.
ChristianKetchens.com. Christian, you ran so well at Daytona or fast there. Obviously, got the win today. How do you feel about going to Circuit of the Americas and about, you know, winning more than one race in a single season?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've had potential to win all three this year. Obviously, we won stage one at Daytona. Was going for two stage wins last week, and I kind of messed it up and finished sixth. So we underachieved there, and I felt like we should have won at Daytona. So I think this is just, kind of what I figured was going to happen coming here. I knew the potential of Charles, and I knew the potential of the race team and Bill's passion to win. So I made my decision to come here really easy. Yep, thanks.
All right, additional questions? Okay, we'll go to Bob. Steven in the back upstairs at the press box. Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Parker's Fox Sports. Following up on that, just what do you think this win means for this organization, as well as, you know, for you and have, you know, and all the stuff you had to go through over the winter?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. It's what I came here and set out to do, right? I'd be lying if it wasn't a little emotional, you know, just kind of going through everything that happened over the off season. And that's kind of been the moral of my career, is getting to the off season and not really knowing what's next. So I've really kind of put my foot down and cleaned up everything I can on my end to be successful and to prove that I can eventually move up and do, you know, the same in a higher series. So just like I said, I'm really grateful for Bill and everybody involved in MHR, and this is just a taste of what's to come.
All right, Steven in the back.
Steve Conley, the podium finish. Christian, you mentioned it there. You mentioned it on TV about needing to prove yourself. What do you feel that you have to prove to make that next step, to move up and show that you belong here full-time in multiple years?
Just win. And obviously, this is a good start to that. So last year, I felt like there was five or six times that we were in contention to win like we were today, and I'd mess it up or give it away or do something stupid. So you're just kind of cleaning up those events is the biggest thing, in my opinion, in winning. You know, this sport's all about winning and winning races, winning stages, winning championships, and that's what I came here to do, and that's what I intend on contending for.
All right, upstairs in the press box, I believe there's a question.
Yeah, Wolfgang Monser from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. Christian, first of all, congratulations. Just one question. After the qualifying was canceled yesterday concerning of the bad rain weather, how you and your team figured out a good setup for your car?
I felt pretty comfortable with everything that we had this week. Charles and everybody worked really, really hard, and they always do. So I was pretty confident that, you know, if we had to qualify, we'd have a shot at the pole, and I felt like we'd have a shot at the race win as well. And I guess I was right. So just, like I said, really thankful for those guys.
All right. Any additional questions upstairs?
Christian, Blake Smith, 102.7 ESPN Radio Owensboro. Talk about what it means to take Napa Auto Parts out of Atlanta just down the road here for a win here at their home track.
It's huge. You know, we went to a couple auto care centers yesterday and an auto parts store, and it's been a privilege to be able to meet all the Napa associates and employees so far. And I like the colors too. I like the blue. So that's my takeaway from it. So yeah, no, it's great to win down the road from headquarters for sure.
All right. We'll come back downstairs. We'll take one from Jim Utter, right here in the middle.
Jim Hunter, motorsport.com. Congratulations, Christian. I was just curious, how difficult was it to come back after, from the speeding penalty? There seemed to be an effort to, some people had trouble on the inside line and working their way back. Other people towards the end of the race seemed to be a little bit easier.
Yeah, I mean, I think just in the beginning of the race, everybody was kind of timid about it because it didn't really work. And then, you know, as the race progressed, I felt like people had to be more aggressive. And I felt like it was, you know, going into this race, it's very similar to Daytona and Talladega. The non-preferred line requires a lot of, you know, discipline and people to go. And at the end, the intensity picked up and a lot of people wanted to go forward. So I felt comfortable going to the bottom. And there was also some momentum switches that didn't really work for the top either and opened some gaps. So, yeah, no, it's, like I said, just kind of the intensity picking up helped me a lot. But, yeah, the inside definitely wasn't easy.
All right, Christian, that believes to be all the questions. Congratulations again on that victory. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.